Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Tons of great local sports buzz around the air, even on this blustery and blizzardy day here and the night that's coming as well. Plattsburgh basketball, something that I am really, really excited about. We were out at Memorial Hall on the campus of Plattsburgh last Friday getting ready for the NCAA tournament. Well, the Cardinals win both games in the over the weekend, and now they'll continue on to the Division III Hoops Sweet 16. They're traveling to Pennsylvania, and they will take on Swarthmore College this weekend. And let's bring in studio today Brian Gloyd, the voice of Plattsburgh State men's basketball. He calls the games for our friends over at 103.7. Brian, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm just absolutely fabulous, Brady. I'm with Brady Farkas today. I am so excited about this. This is great.
I wish everyone shared that same enthusiasm.
Well, I know Arnie doesn't.
Yeah, no, not Arnie. Arnie just goes, how you doing, handsome? What's going on, big boy?
Unbelievable to have to deal with that every day.
So the Cardinals are 24-4 going into the Sweet 16. They've won 21 in a row. So that means this team started out 3-4. How the heck are they so good?
Simple. Jonathan Patron.
39 points, 18 rebounds on Saturday.
Unbelievable. The man with the plan. He wears camouflage sneakers to try to hide from people. There's no hiding this kid. He's 6'2", 245 pounds. Could be a defensive tackle for the New York Giants.
They could use one.
He is so powerful. He did not play in those four games.
Now, what do we know about Patron coming into Plattsburgh? He's so good. Did he have bigger offers that he rejected? Did he have opportunity to go other places? Or did Coach Curl and his staff just point to this kid early on and say, we're getting him at all costs?
Well, this kid now is a junior from Huntington, New York. And again, he is a power forward, 6'2", 245.
Doesn't fit the Division I build.
But he's Plattsburgh's version of LeBron James. That's the description that I can give you. You know, looking, you know, radio is theater of the mind. Just picture LeBron James, only a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's so powerful. He gets a head of steam going down the court. You get out of the way because he's so big. He's like a fullback. And then all of a sudden, he pulls up for that mid-range jumper, and he's got the soft touch. If you foul him, he makes all his free throws. He's a complete basketball player.
Now, it's not just Jonathan Patron. Guys like Eli Bryant really can fill up the stat sheet. Well, we had him on a week and a half ago in Champlain Valley Game Night. How much depth is there on this team around Jonathan Patron?
Well, it's just scary because they have two players, Eli Bryant and Eric Mack, who come off the bench that made the all-conference team.
I mean, that's good depth.
That's pretty good depth. Their bench is like a microwave oven with water boiling inside. Okay, these guys come off out of the microwave oven, off the bench, and they all think they're starters. So they come off shooting and ready to play, and they come in for 10 seconds, they're launching long threes and making them, especially Eli. Eli finished second in the league in scoring, 18 points per game.
Now, again, we talk about this team going down to Pennsylvania to take on Swarthmore College. And Swarthmore, they're a good team. They smoked Middlebury when Middlebury was number two in the country, but they didn't even win their conference tournament. So what do we know about Swarthmore going into this matchup?
Well, all I've got to say about Swarthmore, okay, Swarthmore or Swarthmore, there's two ways of saying it.
I call it Swarthmore.
They're in Pennsylvania. They're about 11 miles southwest of Philadelphia. Now, the townies, the people who live there, don't pronounce the R.
I'm not a townie, so I can call it Swarthmore.
But all the students there, the elite students, use the R.
That's what I'm using. I must be elite then.
So, but it's interesting because they have a very small team compared to Plattsburgh. They have a kid by the name of Cam Wiley, their leading scorer. He's about 6 feet tall. They have a bunch of kids that are around 6 feet tall that like to take the three ball, and that's what they count on. So they're not a very big team, and that might hurt them against Plattsburgh State, who defends the three ball really well.
Yeah, Tom Curl, the head coach of Plattsburgh, told us that that's one of their biggest focuses defensively. We're talking with Brian Gloyd. He's the voice of Plattsburgh State men's basketball on 103.7, but you're also the voice of Plattsburgh State women's hockey, and the NCAA tournament is on its way in women's hockey, and Plattsburgh going in a bit of an unfamiliar position. They're not the number one team in the country right now going into the tournament, though they are the four-time defending champions. They'll take on Middlebury College in a local matchup in their first game. This team's not number one, but they're still the team to beat, I think. What do you think?
Well, when you're the defending national champions 4 years in a row, you got something special going on. And Kevin Houle has that special thing going on. The kids who want to play at this level, they play for Plattsburgh State. And they're, of course, led by Melissa Sharon, who is the NEWHL Player of the Year this year. She was the ECAC Player of the Year last year.
Then they switched conferences.
They
so that's
did.
Why the new
Absolutely.
Title.
Absolutely. So, and she's just an incredible player. She's sixth in D3 history in points with 184. She's got 96 goals and 88 assists total. And that's sixth all-time in Division III. And she's up again this year for the Laura Hurd Award as the best player in the country. And that's the equivalent to, like, Division I's Hobie Baker Award.
Yeah. You know, I talked to Melissa Sheeran right after her – I want to say it was right after her freshman year, because I was working at ESPN Radio in Albany, and she's from the Albany area. And then ended up, you know, going to a, you know, to a prep type school, and then coming up to Plattsburgh. So she's been on my radar for the last 3 years. What an unbelievable career she has had!
It's unbelievable, because if you look at the Plattsburgh State lineup, it's kids that are 5'2" to 5'4". They're not very big.
Yeah.
But Melissa Sheeran is the best skater, and the best handler of the puck, the best shooter, and has ice awareness that is so superior to everyone else. It's fun to watch her on the ice, because literally teams back away from her when she has the puck.
Yeah.
They don't want to be embarrassed.
Just like Jonathan Patron. They just get out of the way.
Just get out of the way. Let these two kids play.
Now, I don't need to drudge up things from a year ago, and I don't even need the exact names, but Plattsburgh's got two players suspended going into this matchup against Middlebury, and that's for conduct that took place on the team bus last year after Plattsburgh won the national championship. How does that affect them going into their opening round matchup with Middlebury?
Again, these kids are absolutely focused on the national championship. Coach Kevin Houle has done a supreme job of preparation and getting these kids ready. In their last contest in the NEWHL championship.
Where they
game.
Smoked my Oswego Lakers 6-0.
I'm not saying, I didn't mention that at all. They
pitched
them 6-0. It was 3-0. It was over in the first period.
Yeah.
It was just over. There was chippy play by Oswego in the second period.
You calling us dirty?
But I said chippy. I didn't say dirty. But yeah, it was chippy. And in the third period, it was very non-eventful, and it was fine. But this Plattsburgh State team is on a mission. They are focused. They've got the best two goalkeepers in the nation, a stellar defense, and they are explosive offensively.
Brian Gloyd covers Plattsburgh State men's basketball and Plattsburgh State women's hockey for 103.7. You can listen this Friday night as the Cardinals take on Swath or Swarthmore, depending on how you want to say it, in the Sweet 16. Brian, we appreciate the time and you being in studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to covering the Middlebury Plattsburgh State women's game on 103.7 FM WPLB.